What the Lord is impressing upon me right now is that He is going to be stretching us in the area of praise and worship. That we've come to this place, but yet there's much further to go. And He is going to be stretching us bit by bit by bit, deeper and deeper and deeper into praise and worship, a place where we've never been. He's calling it a stretching because for some people, it is going to require a whole lot of mortification of the flesh. He's going to be stretching our limits concerning praise and worship. And what that means is that to which we have become accustomed can no longer be the standard. We have to be willing to battle the emotions and worship Him as much as He desires in any and every service. And He's telling us, do not be concerned about the order of the service. Do not be concerned about the length of the service. Be concerned about your attention given to Me. For when you enter into this place of worship and you allow Me to stretch you further and further into where I want you, you will come to a place of no longer recognizing the passing of time as you do at this time. Because you see, I live outside of your time, and your praise and worship will take you deeper and deeper into My presence. And the further you go into My presence is the more that you will begin to lose that concept of the passing of time. And there will be occasions when you will enter into this place of praise and worship, and when it's over, you will be shocked at how much time has passed, because to you it will seem like a few moments, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, when in reality far more time has passed than you realize. That is because you will be in My presence where I do not measure time, but I measure fellowship. So be willing to be stretched. Be willing to let this happen. Fight all the emotions that would begin to rise up and say, when is this going to end? I'm getting tired of this. How much more of this is going to take place? How much longer is this going to go on? No, you must fight those things. You must fight those thoughts. You must fight those emotions and stay focused on Me. For some of you, there is a miracle waiting for you in this place where I'm leading. So I tell you now that I am going to be stretching you a little bit at a time, further and further. And I tell you that what is coming is beyond anything you have ever imagined or thought of. My presence will be so strong and so powerful, your lives will be transformed beyond what you feel like they can be transformed to. So be willing for this to happen and just flow with My leading. And know this, I am well pleased with the progress you have made. And I am already well pleased with the progress you are going to make. So rejoice in me. And know this, I am working to bring my will to pass, says the Lord.